Hey everyone, I'm Patrick.
And I'm Samuel.
And welcome to the second annual Shiro Cross Titan collab.
And in this episode, we'll be talking about community happenings, memories of 2018, and what we're looking forward to in 2019.
All right, so to start off, why don't we go around and give us a little introduction, see what we've all been up to in this last beautiful year of 2018. Kay, would you like to start us off?
Hey everyone, pardon my voice, I'm still sick. 2018 is a very interesting year for the Saturn. For me, I ended up getting myself down to just one title needed to complete my North American set. I got to meet Ben from our Shiro team over at PRGE, and I had the honor of dumping and releasing a bunch of unreleased games.
Nice. This is Brian from the Titan Cast. And Kay, it was good to see you guys at the at PRGE this year. It's always an awesome event, and I know I really look forward to going next year. Pat, didn't you say you were thinking about going this year too?
Maybe. I don't know. It all depends on what's in the cards. I'd like to go originally, but I'm kind of bouncing a couple things I like to try, see family, things of that nature, but I'll definitely see in the next couple of months what I'm going to do, but I'd love to come down there and see you guys, though.
Yeah, it's such a good show, and there's just the whole weekend, there's always a ton to do, including all the panels and just, you can go shopping and play just random Atari-age games or other arcade games or hang out with Kay at the Murder of Crows booth, which everybody should do when they go to PRGE. Anyway, otherwise, yeah, that was a big thing, I think, for me as well this year. Otherwise, I haven't been up to too much. I'm just recovering from the holidays. And, so I'm just playing a few games here and there. A lot of Beat Saber. That's actually a pretty addicting game. Had a lot of fun with that. But, yeah, not too much for now. How about you, Chaz?
Yeah, so for me, not a whole lot Saturn-related, per se. As in my life, I'm just focusing on getting my marriage situation underway, because I'm getting married in March.
Oh, congrats!
Yeah, congrats, so I've dude. Yeah, that's been a big occupation in my life right now. That's taking priority. And for Christmas, I didn't ask for any Saturn games, but I did get a couple MSX games. To my pleasant surprise, I got a Pipples and a Penguin Adventure. I'm sure you probably have heard of those if you're familiar with MSX.
Nice.
Yeah. Yeah, two fun Konami games, because, Konami had a huge MSX division, which the MSX collection is the one that was the game on Saturn that actually got me into MSX games, so I've been diving into those a lot. For those of you who are listening, if you haven't already, I highly recommend that Saturn release of those 30 MSX games on it. Even if you don't get a computer, or if you don't even play all the other games, it's a really nice collection, because it's a real bang for your buck if you pick one up.
And that one's getting a bit pricey, or is it still okay these days? I actually haven't been paying attention to that one.
As far as I know, when I bought it was hovering in the 80 to 100 range.
Mm. Well, I mean, I guess that's a lot cheaper than buying an MSX and trying to track down those games individually.
Yeah, I know that firsthand.
That's kind of a cool endeavor, though. I mean, I don't think that's a system a lot of people really... obviously, it wasn't released out here, I don't think. It was just in Japan, right?
Yeah, it was mostly Japan and a little bit of Europe. I mean, we had the Apple and IBM standard back then, so we didn't really need the MSX standard. So, it's not a common knowledge thing over here in the U.S. But hey, if you're willing to spend the money on it, it's a lot of fun, but it's not cheap.
How about you, Nino?
Well, 2018 was a very interesting year for me, mostly on a personal level. A lot of stuff happened. And maybe precisely because of that, I just didn't have as much time to dedicate to the Saturn as I hoped. And in terms of just Saturn playing in general, but just my relationship with the Saturn and what I was involved with, I spent most of last year just playing games to make content, not really so much playing games just for the fun of it as I used to, but mostly to produce videos for the Saturn Junkyard's YouTube channel. But speaking like this, it almost sounds as if I'm complaining, but I'm not, because it was loved making content for our YouTube channel. If anything, I'm sorry I couldn't make even more. We had sort of a hiatus that lasted almost half a year, end, which shouldn't have happened, but it's life for you. Things happen and you just can't spend so much time on side projects like this. And I hope to pick up the pace and keep making more content this year, because there's just so much stuff that I want to do, and it was really a lot of fun, and I ended up exploring games in some different ways, because for example, we have our tech battle series where we kind of do a DF retro thing where we go into the technical side of the games and compare different versions and even different region releases of the same game, and to spot all the differences, and that's a lot of fun. And it's I end up noticing things that I wouldn't have noticed if I wasn't playing with that specific purpose in mind. So it was a lot of fun, and I really hope to keep doing that in 2019. Other than that, in terms of general gaming, if you've been listening to the Titancast, our rest of the Saturn Junkyard, you know that I'd spent a considerable amount of time in 2018 playing Assassin's Creed Origins, and now that I've finally finished it 100%, I'm playing Assassin's Creed Odyssey, and I hope to keep playing it for 2019. So that's it. What about you, Patrick?
So is Assassin's Creed Odyssey, is that a sequel to Super Mario Odyssey?
Oh, it's the most amazing crossover, man. You wouldn't believe.
Gotcha.
So many years in the making.
Can't wait. All right. Actually, side note, actually, I got a ROM, and there was actually Super Mario Odyssey ROM hack on the SNES, but it had nothing to do with Odyssey. I got it like 3 years ago. It's just a really funny side note. But anyways, I had a pretty good 2018. I moved into a new place, so I'm very happy with that. I have my own space now to do stuff a little bit more. I got some more equipment for streaming and capture, which unfortunately towards the end I haven't done much of because just got a little bit busy with things and things have been happening. But hopefully next year I'm hoping to get some more streams up and get you guys that content that you're craving for. Yeah. But at the December, I actually got into the Mr. Project, which I've been really passionate about recently. I don't know, have you guys heard of the Mr. FPGA whole project?
Yeah. I have now.
Through you.
Yeah, sorry. Yeah, I've been selling it to everybody. So basically, it's just short notes. It's basically like the Analog NT, where it is a FPGA you can flash cores to, and it could play games and simulate the hardware versus emulating the games itself. So I'm probably not doing it justice right now, but you guys can look at it. Just Google Mr. FPGA game project, and it should come up, and it'll explain it to you. Smoke Monster has been a big, massive power behind that. So if you guys are interested in checking that out, I would recommend that. But that's been what I've been wrapping my hands around, finally playing MSX, NES, and even on my PVM, so it's been amazing. But Christmas-wise, what I wish I would have got for the Saturn is the that two-player fight stick. I don't know if you guys have seen it. It's like they ripped a panel off of a Astro City console, Astro City arcade console. And I really wanted that. I didn't get it, but I did get something really cool from my friend Justin Cox. He got me a copy of Outrun from the Sega Ages collection, and I've been really, really enjoying playing that. So I really, really appreciate it, man. So shout out to him, and thanks again. And hoping to have a good 2019 this year. It's gonna be amazing, guys. I can't wait to see what's in store. What about you, Peter?
Well, 2018 was the year that I finally took the plunge and got myself Pseudo Saturn Kai, and so a couple things that enabled me to do. First of all, it enabled me to finally back up all of my different Saturn saves, and you know, that might be a little bit nerdy, but I was super excited to be able to do that. Got some saves that obviously, you know, are going on 20 years now. And then it also let me try out some, you know, curious oddities in terms of Saturn programs. So I've been able to get a few unreleased Sonic games running on my Saturn. I'm talking about Sonic Extreme. That's been kicking around for years, as well as the Sonic Z stream that dropped this year. So just to have that running on actual hardware was super awesome. And then it also opened the door for me to be able to experience, you know, games from different region without too much hassle. And one game that I really sort of took to this year was Swagman. I know I've talked about it in previous Shirocasts. It's just, it really surprised me. It was a fun, you know, charming, quirky little game. So yeah, it was a blast. And I guess the other thing for 2018 for me is, for those of you that don't know, I'm virtually exclusively a retro gamer. So the latest system that I have is actually a PS2. I have nothing newer than that. And this year I ended up taking the plunge and I ended up buying myself a Nintendo Switch. And the reason I did that is simply just to be able to play Sonic Mania. I've had just an amazingly fun time with Sonic Mania. So yeah, that was my 2018. Looking forward to just having a bit of extra time to play in 2019. It's always tough as we get older, I think. But yeah, what about you, Dave? How was 2018 for you?
It was 2018 has been a big year. I don't know if I go back to the beginning, so much has happened. I think a lot of it was, you know, just building the Shirocast, building the community. So much has happened in the Saturn gaming community in this last year, you know. And then of course I had to step away from the podcast because I'm Father Redux. I have a baby girl and in love with her. She's a handful and it's hard work, but it's well worth it. And basically in the meantime, you know, trying to balance parenting and everything like that with trying to stay active in the community and trying to do what I can. I upgraded my PC setup, so I got a beefy gaming laptop that's going to allow me to do a lot better quality streaming. You know, it's handling, you know, it's got multiple cores, so it's able to handle all this, you know, all of these multitasking things that we do. And so I'm trying to work on getting my stream quality up. I am excited about all the texts that I get from Zaiden, Cameron, regarding the Netlink compatibility, because he continues to tweak that and find better settings. And recently, even more recently than my recent stream that I did, which didn't go very well, he found some tweaks that have made it almost lagless. So that's exciting. I need to test that out with him. And go ahead, Pat. What's up?
Oh, I just want to say, did you want to talk a little bit about your the Nights and the Dreams project you've been working
on? Yeah, I was getting there. I mean,
sorry, I didn't know.
I'm getting there. It's just there's so many things to think about. You know, I mean, like this year has been like a roller coaster with ups and downs, and you know, times when I've been really busy, and then times when I've really had to take a step back. But one thing is that the Christmas Nights release that we did last Christmas, you know, that got around, and I guess it made its way onto you know, some eBay sellers pages as a bootleg. I never thought that my work would be bootlegged, but you know, it's kind of an interesting perspective. I think I feel like I know what Sega feels like a little bit, but I kept a sense of humor about it. And I went ahead and did like a small, like limited run of 50 for the community, and that was well received, you know. So that was fun. It's kept me busy, but I've just finished up with that. So yeah, other than that, you know, I'm just trying to continue to prioritize family and then just try to like squeeze in some gaming here and there, you know. How about you, Simon? What are you up to?
Well, I spent an absolute ton of money on this in 2018. I didn't intend to, but I ended up spending a ton of money on software and hardware. I bought a lot of games that I didn't know about or I hadn't experienced. A lot of repros, and I've been blown away by the Saturn this year. It's entire gaming time for the whole of 2018. So I haven't actually. I have a PS4, and Xbox 360, PS3. Just haven't really touched them at all. Because the Saturn has offered me such a good variety of games and experiences. So the year that I completed Police Notes, which was like a big achievement for me to play that game. I also, for the first time in my life, came first in Sega Rally. So I unlocked the Lakeside course, which was just mind-blowing for me because it's a game I've played for like 20 years plus. And I failed to complete Burning Rangers when the rest of my team did. I was the only one who failed to complete that. So yeah, bit of a mixed bag, but a good year, 2018. Very excited for 2019 coming up, which I know we're going to discuss later in the podcast. But it's been a year of gaming for me. How about you, Sam?
Well, my 2018 has been very much like Dave's, and very much like Nuno's to a degree. As most of you know, at least our fans know, that at the beginning of the year, I was firmly working with the Junkyard on Junkyard YouTube, on the podcast, and then I decided that I wanted to go out upon my own roots and create my own channel. That has pretty much turned into some really awesome stuff. I'm considering the fact I've only got like 12, 13 videos out, and I've already got 309 subscribers right now, at least. It's been an awesome year. Really, it has. But very much like what Nuno has gone through, life kind of took its toll, and I had to step away from things. And it was a three-month hiatus for me. It wasn't half a year, thank God. But most of my audience has been very receptive to how I've come back, the reboot of sorts for my channel, besides the YouTube aspect of it. Saturn really hasn't been the biggest thing of my year so far. I have been trying to pick up on a crap load of backlog games from all the way from the PS2, especially on the PS1. I have a huge backlog I've been trying to get through. And modern gaming, I mean, just last night I did a stream of Castle Wolfenstein, well, the new Wolfenstein series, the Old Blood. I've had this game and it's been sealed for like a year and a half, and I've yet to play it, and I finally got to break the seal on it last night and play it for the first time. It was actually pretty cool streaming that. I kind of like streaming first-person shooters.
I caught that after the fact. Yeah, I wasn't there live with you, but baby woke me up in the middle of the night, and I was like, couldn't go to sleep, so I watched your stream.
It's good, man. It's good. It was interesting. It was
cool. Yeah. Yeah.
It kind of sucks that the first, something we talked about last night, at least during the stream, was, is that modern gamers don't really understand how good they have it, especially in regards to first person games. Because if you're a Saturn fan, which more than likely you are listening to this podcast, you know just how difficult it was to play first person games on the Saturn. Granted, back then we didn't have all the knowledge we have now, so it was kind of just, you know, that's how it was. Prime example being the differences between, like, say, how, let's see, what would be a good one, Power Slave, how it controls versus, like, Mobile Suit Gundam Side Story, the Blue Destiny, how it controls, or better yet, even Gun Griffin. You've got all these different control schemes for first-person gameplay, and it just blows my mind how we've got this uniform system now between two analog sticks. And no one has to worry about clunky mechanics or trying to figure out what buttons. It's almost entirely standardized. But back to my childhood as a Saturn fan, you could have the same genre, the same format, everything, the same, you know, the same number of buttons, and the layout was completely different. So you had to literally go through and learn every single game and try to master it. And as soon as you jump to a different game, it just screwed you all up. But 2018 has been a pretty good year, man. My little daughter, she is really getting interested in gaming. She's still only 2 years old, but she absolutely loves coming to my room and playing with all my gadgets and playing with my Dreamcast and my PS1 especially. She loves opening up the lids, so I've got to catch her whenever she does that because she tries to put stuff in them. But it's been an awesome year so far, and I'm really looking forward to 2019. I've got a lot of ideas for videos, and the community just seems to be blowing up so much in a good way. We're not just getting numbers in. We're actually getting members that are coming in who are actually actively participating. And that's probably the most awesome thing about it, because you actually get to share those memories of each other. You get to talk about your past, and you actually get to see the world through someone else's eyes, which, honestly, that's why I joined this community. But that's pretty much it for me.
Touching.
Yeah, that's an interesting point, Sam, about the, you know, how we were kind of adapting or developers were adapting first-person games to try to work with an old gamepad like the Saturns or Dreamcasts. And to that end, actually, one of the things I got for Christmas was the controller adapter for the Dreamcast, which lets you use your PS4 or PS3 controllers wirelessly with it. And what I really like about it is it kind of maps the face buttons to the second analog, the right analog stick. And for a lot of games like Outrigger and MDK2 and some of those, I think Fur Fighters, I was doing this a bit, but it essentially lets you move around, you know, as you would be pressing the face buttons to move with the analog stick and kind of adapt a dual analog control scheme. Although it's not perfect for, and it's very difficult to configure for some games, maybe impossible, but it's actually, it works pretty well for those ones. And so that was pretty interesting. And I hope to see something similar with the Saturn, unless that already exists. But that would be really cool to see.
Did you try it with Bang.io?
No, not yet.
Oh, yeah, because that game uses the face buttons as the directions to shoot. So I think that'd be perfect for that kind of game. But
oh, that's right. Yeah, well, I don't know. I think I only have Bang.io on the 360.
Yeah. Also, you can actually hook up fight sticks to it, so you don't have to buy a Dreamcast fight stick and mod it. You can get like a real Arcade Pro and just plug that thing in there and go.
Oh, cool.
Which I think is the reason I want to get it. But yeah, that's really cool. I'd love to get one of those for the Saturn too.
All right. So what are we on to next?
We can talk about the personal favorite Saturn things of 2018.
Katie, you want to kick us off?
Getting Daytona Netlink was probably one of the biggest highlights for Saturn in 2018 for me.
Damn.
Yeah, it was.
Congrats, that's awesome.
Thanks. And so that just leaves me with Screams Volume 2. I think we ended on a pretty high note, or you know, maybe crossed over on a pretty high note with Link Will Live Story getting a translation. I thought that was pretty cool. But as far as like pure highlight, I mean, getting that and getting the karaoke add-on for the non-Navi High Saturn was super big. How about you?
I think a lot of the stuff that I got into over the last year are really just picking up on games that I should have played years ago. That I like Panzer Dragoon Saga, for example. I've had that game maybe for like 10 years. Never touched it until, for whatever reason, this summer I decided to play through it. And so that was, I don't know, I think that was one of my more defining Saturn experiences of 2018. It's such a great game, and I love Team Andromeda's unique interpretation of the genre because, you know, it just plays so differently from what you would expect from a lot of JRPGs of the era that were kind of, you know, ushered into prominence or back into prominence with you know, a lot of Square and Enix's work. But and then also, I think we did a Halloween horror cast a while back for the Junkyard Titan cast. And so it was really fun to play through some of those games for the first time, like D and some of those. And so, Deep Fear. I think I went on and on about that in that earlier episode. But yeah, I love those games. And, you know, it was just really interesting the fact that it took this long for me to play what became ultimately some of my favorite games on the Saturn of all. How about you, Chaz?
Let's see. Saturn related? My Saturn has actually been pretty quiet as of late. As far as 2018 goes, I had a really nice highlight with Ben playing Mortal Kombat Trilogy and providing the hilarious commentary and all the trivia and all that, because I'm a big classic Mortal Kombat buff. So that was nice to get my voice on the episode there and let people know that I'm still here and I'm not dead or something, you know what I mean? So that was very rewarding, helping out with Ben there. That would be that's probably among my favorite 2018 moments.
How about you, Nuno?
My favorite highlights of the Saturn. Well, I don't really have a defining moment, like a specific game that I played or something like that. I think I really enjoyed in the beginning of the year, just explore the emulation scene. I know it's a kind of a hot topic right now, but I really liked exploring where the emulation scene was at, particularly in terms of enhancing the games in some way or doing some stuff that you can't do on a real console. Like specific examples that come to mind, using Yaba Sanshiro, which is the emulator. It's a fork of Yabause. And it's the only emulator that can do higher internal resolution. So rendering games in 1080p or 4K or whatever resolution you want to run them at. And some look actually pretty bad, but some actually look quite all right. So it was always fun trying games out and see how they looked when bumped up to such high resolutions in comparison to the original, which was always around 240p. And playing with widescreen hacks, some of those actually work on a real console, but I just tried them on emulators. And again, it doesn't work great for all games, but for those that did, playing Saturn games in widescreen that weren't supposed to be played in widescreen, we all know that a couple of games actually supported it out of the box, but most didn't. And just messing with shaders in RetroArch, trying to simulate all kinds of screens on my PC. I'm running a regular modern LCD, so trying to simulate like just a regular old CRT TV, scan lines, or all kinds of stuff. It was really fun just messing around with that and just, you know, trying to inject new life into these old games, that particularly games that I've been playing for 20 years, you know, by now I know them inside out, and just trying to do something new with them. It was a lot of fun. I really recommend for anyone that who is interested in that kind of stuff.
Yeah, and you know, some of the videos you posted a while back, it might have been early 2018 or maybe late 2017, but of just, you know, on our Junkyard YouTube channel with just showing off some of the upscaled versions. I think you had Burning Rangers on there, which I thought looked really good. I don't remember what emulator you were using for that, but you were like, I think you had scaled it to either 4K or 1080p or both.
Yeah, that did.
And then I think Sega Rally and some of those others that you had later on. So, yeah, I don't know which games are still problematic, but it would be kind of cool to see more of them running that way. Maybe once I get a decent PC, I can start tinkering with that. And I'll definitely be hitting you up, Nuno, for advice on all of that.
Yeah, no problem. I actually started a series, or planned to start a series of articles on the Saturn Junkyard blog about emulation, going into each available emulator, really into detail, the pros and cons of each one, and how to set them up, which is a difficult thing for a lot of people setting these emulators up for the first time. But I just never got around to it. I mean, I did the intro, I wrote the intro article about that, but I didn't follow through yet. It's on the list, but I want to get around to that. But yeah, you talked about which games worked and which games didn't. You know, lots of times it doesn't actually have to do with the emulator, even though the Java Sanshiro or Yabase in general is very problematic in terms of compatibility. It's a current mainstream emulator for the Saturn that has the worst compatibility rate. But for some games, it's just a matter of how they were programmed. They just don't really look that great. I mean, if they combine 2D and 3D elements, for example, a lot of games add 3D characters, but they add 2D elements to them. So, for example, I don't know, a character that has wings, maybe the wings aren't 3D models. Maybe they're just 2D sprites attached to the back, you know? And those kind of elements usually look out of place when running in high resolutions. And they have all kinds of pop-ups or wobbling polygons and stuff like that. So for a lot of games, there's just no way around how they look. But yeah, the emulator can always improve, and sure, I'll have to set it up. No problem.
Cool. So how about you, Patrick? What's some of your favorite stuff to come out of 2018?
Well, I actually have three specific things that I really enjoyed in 2018 that was Saturn-related. The first was Kay being amazing and helping me get a Rhea for my Saturn, which I've been using constantly, and it really changed my, not only changed my experiences in Saturn, but my perspective, where I kind of got the idea that I don't really want to collect for it, I just want to play it. So a lot of the games that I've had, I've been either giving to friends or, you know, I'm just not really collecting as much anymore. And of course I have important ones, you know, Resident Evil, Nights in the Dreams, things of that nature. The really good ones I really want to keep, but you know, the other ones that are kind of like, I just like use as gifts and give it to people. Or I'll either do that or trade it or something. But But yeah, I really appreciate that, Kay, and I want to thank you again for that. It helped me a lot. Number two was Dave actually getting me the making me the Nights into Dreams Christmas reproduction, which I thought was really nice. I added my name to a list, and he was kind enough to get that for me. He actually wrote me a little note that I thought was really sweet, so I'm going to read that real quick. It says, hey, bro, the Saturn is not our future. Bernie Stuck. What the? God damn it. Bernie!
Peter must have wrote that.
Point well taken. Nicely done there, Pat.
Sorry. I listened to that part 5 times during editing your cast. That was pretty funny. It says, hey, bro. Hope you enjoy this, even though you hate the game. LOL. I love you, man. You always make me laugh. Cheers, Dave. So, yeah, I really appreciate that, Dave. And it's probably one of the things I'll never get rid of. Even if somehow my Saturn blows up and all my collections, like, no more. It will be framed on the wall along with K's and all the other guys that that gave me this really cool stuff.
For sure.
Because, you know, I just really think that stuff really means... It means a lot to me that you guys would do that and make that, and you know, I mean, Kay even making me a Police Knots Patrick edition. I mean, that's I'm getting really emotional. I just really appreciate
that was huge.
Yeah, I really appreciate you guys and all you really do for me, and you guys are probably the coolest guys I know on the internet. Mm-hmm. And actually everybody in the chat's pretty amazing as well. It's really cool, and I've really been it's been a wild ride, and I'm really excited for 2019 if this was the 2018, but I guess the last thing is really the it's sort of both me and Claire were the Sakura Wars English translation. We were both really excited that as we're really big weeaboos and we love anime based games and we both really wanted to try Sakura Wars, so we're excited for that and we can't wait to see that coming out in 2019.
Same here. I'm a closet weeaboo.
But right? What about I forgot to introduce you, Peter. I'm sorry. What about you, Peter? How was your 2018 in terms of Sega Saturn, besides it not being your future?
Well, quite a bit of things. First of all, you know, I was kind of reflecting, and to my surprise, I used my Saturn mainly this year to play retro games that appeared on the Saturn back in the day. So I'm talking about the MSX collection that Chaz mentioned earlier. And in particular, and I don't remember the name of the game now that's on the disc, but there's this Antarctica penguin game on it where you sort of run around and you try to avoid, you know, holes in the ice. And it's essentially a race against the clock. Anyways, it's super corny, but it's incredibly fun.
Antarctic Adventure.
Is that okay? Thank you so much, Chaz. That's what it was.
The other one I have, an actual copy, is Penguin Adventure, the sequel.
Oh, wow. Okay. See, now I'm interested, so now I'm going to have to look into it. Beyond that, you know, there's a Saturn release of Space Invaders, so I got into that a little bit. Lots of Space Harrier and Outrun. And also the Arcade Greatest Hits Atari Collection, which was released over here. And one super neat thing that I discovered with that particular game is it's actually natively compatible with the floppy disk drive. And I am positive that that is not documented anywhere on the internet. It was a surprise to me, but you know, for those of you out there who care, it is entirely possible to just select the floppy disk drive and save your high scores for the Atari Greatest Hits game. So, total surprise for me. Aside from that, I mean, I joined the Shiro cast as a regular member once Dave, you know, stepped away with the birth of his daughter. So, that's been pretty awesome for me. And then I also did, just recently, I did a playthrough of... you know, how I play Knights to try to get high scores. I've been meaning to do something like that to put it out there for everybody to see for a long time, but I finally have been able to sort of find the time to do that, and so it was really just a lot of fun to make a quick video and just show people how it is that I play that game. And so, yeah, 2018's been just a lot of, you know, unexpected, I guess, Saturn memories for me, but it's been just a ton of fun. And I'd really want to hear what your experiences were for 2018, Dave.
Sure. Yeah. Thanks, Peter, for doing that video. I mean, I think I was bugging you to do something like that for a long time, you know. And so I think it was really helpful. I think just like Chaz's Dragon Force video, I think anybody who really wants to wrap their head around knights and really get into it and improve their game, all they need to do is watch that video. The way that you made it look so simple, but again, you expressed and explained everything so eloquently, I think is it's going to be a good staple video that I can continue to share whenever anybody, you know, says that they're confused about how knights works. But, you know, moving on to my 2018, I think really this is just going to sound sappy and sentimental, but, you know, acquiring games is, you know, it's par for the course. It's something that, you know, happens year to year, and that, you know, yeah, you get new games, you get rid of old games, you know, but that's not the most important thing that happened in my 2018. Really, you guys are the best thing about my 2018. I know that sounds super sentimental, but I'm not kidding. Like, being a Saturn fan growing up in Reno, Nevada was the equivalent of choosing to be an exile, basically. I elected to be an outcast because, you know, all my friends had PlayStation. Everybody had PlayStation. To be honest, I had a PlayStation. My dad had one, so we had it in the house. But, like, I basically chose to make the Saturn my console and the one that I was going to, like, basically heavily pursue. And so, yeah, I kind of knew that that was, along with the territory, was going to be that it was going to be hard finding other people that I could share it with. And I feel like this last year I've been playing catch up, you know, on like 20 plus years of not having any like Saturn friends, you know, to talk with or to share a lot of these memories with. And I'm just looking at like the YouTube channel, you know, just going by date, and starting about 12 months ago, you know, a year ago, we did our first Titan Shiro megacast. That's kind of how we kicked off the year. And that was a huge coming together of like two huge groups of people, excellent people. Just, you know, every one of you are special, unique. You bring something different to the table. And I see that it was about that time that we kind of rebranded the Shiro look and feel and direction of where we were going with the cast. And we started doing these mini casts where we started adding new members like Chaz, Game Master Chaz, you know, what a great guy he is, and how much, you know, personality and uniqueness that he adds to our group, and Peter, you know, Peter's such a great guy. You know, I could gush and gush about, what a wonderful guy he is, and what a great writer he is, and you know, excellent, just excellent people, you know, friends that I've made over this past year. And Claire, you know, she's like a little sister to me, and she's such a sweet, sensitive and caring person, and I care about her a lot. And you know, I'm looking at some of the streaming. I guess 2018 was the year where I got into streaming for the first time. So, you know, I started streaming things like Sonic R, and that really helped me get into that game more than I ever had before, because it made me take a step back and look at the game for all of its pros and cons, for its flaws, for the things that it did well. It made me reevaluate it and realize that the old adage that we never got a true Sonic game on the Saturn was a fallacy. I actually think Sonic R is a true Sonic game, and I really do enjoy it. And you know, so many other things. Nanatsu Kaze no Shima, I really got into that game. I'm still working out the Japanese translation for it, but I kind of took a hiatus from that as becoming a parent times two kind of takes up a lot of my time. So I'm not able to study Japanese as much, and I'm sure Peter can, you know, he knows how that is because he's also studying Japanese.
He's already completely fluent, Dave. You like fell way behind. You got to step up your A game.
Yeah, I'm sure. I mean, Sam, another absolutely wonderful person. Just such a great guy. Such a great friend. I love everything you do, brother. I love your creativity, your cinematic eye, just the personality that you bring to your channel and your thoughts. And I liked hearing your story about how the Dreamcast saved you and so many great things. Father K, you hold this community together kind of like the glue, you know. You just really encourage diversity and community, and I love that. And Brian, you're so knowledgeable and you're so always willing to help, and you're always willing to kind of be a mediator and break up arguments, and you know, I love that about you. And Nuno, I've learned a lot about emulation. I actually don't know really anything about Saturn emulation before I started listening to you on podcasts and watching your videos. So that was great. And then Pat, you know, Pat is like the class clown, and he
in has, a bad way,
in the best way. You know, he trolls me all the time, and he, as well as Peter, he has a very quick, dry sense of humor, and he's able to just drop bombs, you know, that kind of go over my head often. But he always makes me laugh, and I love him for that. And Kay, you know, Kay is also an amazing person who I think, you know, he was the first friendship that I really fostered in this community, and got to talk to him and got to confide in with him and really go in depth about our life, you know, not just the Saturn, because the Saturn is kind of it's a cool console and everything, but it's kind of a paperweight or an afterthought in my mind in comparison to you guys.
I'm sorry. I just want to say, along with Kay, I just want to say that Kay's the only person we're saying that he's a Saturn expert is a slap in the face to him, because that'd be a complete understatement completely.
Mm-hmm.
He is the Saturn master.
But, you know, we share a lot in common, too, because we've both got kids around the same age, and we both, you know, have gone through a lot of the same feelings, a lot of the same, you know, experiences in our gaming journey and everything like that. So, you know, it's been good to be able to talk to him. And if I'm missing anybody, oh, Ben also, you know, he couldn't be here for this cast, but I just have to say, also great guy. So quick and willing to help and want to be involved in Shiro and want to go to the conventions. And, you know, I'm just so impressed at his like go-getter quality, you know, that he really was quick to be involved. And yeah, so I love that too. That's it. It's just people, you know, you guys, friends. That's the biggest part of my year.
Well, Dave, I mean, it's been awesome having you, all of your contributions to the community, and I feel like I've learned so much from all of you guys, the Shiro podcast, but you know, everything from just the discussions you guys spark, and Dave, you know, you have a knack for starting really interesting topics that really get us to think about why we love these games, or force us to reevaluate, or even just explore these 20 plus year old games, and find things that are special and unique about them that we never really appreciated before. And I think a lot of the back and forth dialogue that is spawned through through your discussions has really helped enrich my own interest in the Saturn, and I feel like I'm going to speak for a lot of people when I say that as well. I mean, and like even just like Sonic R, which you brought up, I mean, I probably wouldn't have played that nearly as much if it weren't for you, and was it Dean and a few other people who were kind of going at it in one of Simon's junkyard challenges. And what I love, you know, where those are at their best are when it sparks that conversation of, oh, here's what I'm doing, here's how I approach this game, and it's not even just strategically, although it includes that, but it's also like it gets you to discuss and really hash out and delve into the finer details of what that game is doing, and what it actually was. And you know, even amidst all of us here, there's going to be very different opinions of what each game is, not least of which Sonic R, which is notoriously one of the most divisive games on the Saturn, I think. But just those conversations and those challenges and those moments are really what I think highlight the community. And maybe I'm getting a little ahead of us here, but certainly, you know, I really appreciate, again, all of your guys' contributions to that. But again, yeah, Simon, I mean, going to you, man, you know, this is all your baby. As far as the junkyard forum in which a lot of these discussions and connections take place.
Yeah, well, thank you. I mean, the community is, without doubt, is the most special. And I was going to mention that, and I'm afraid Dave has completely eclipsed me by that absolutely beautiful tribute to everyone on the scene. So I'll echo everything that Dave says. But one of the things that I was going to say, one of my best Saturn experiences this year, was actually having Dave make me a couple of videos which were designed specifically to improve my gaming. I think one was Sonic R. I can't remember, but it was open up the Junkyard Facebook page one day and see that there was a video dropped specifically for me. So that was a big highlight of my year. But I'm going to sound a little shallow now, because I'm going to go back to a gaming experience, and a gaming experience that gripped me 2018 was Wipeout 2097, which consumed for about 2 months, and I just didn't play anything else. And I actually only played one track of that game. I played it over and over and over, with so many people telling me it was an inferior port to the PlayStation version. A game that absolutely consumed me, and again, it was something that made me understand the power of a console which is coming up to a quarter of a century old, and how it could still hold my attention, and how it just playing that game for me was the best thing to do at the end of the day, the best way to relax, the best way to chill out. For me, 2018 in terms of gaming experiences was completely dominated by Wipeout 2097, and I actually at one point decided it was my favorite racing experience on the Saturn, which I'd always for 20 plus years said was Sega Rally, and Sega Rally off the top spot for me as a game that I just go to again and again and again. And the other thing for me, so many shooters have come my way this year. I've actually been a little bit spoiled for choice because I've got so many to choose from. I play a little bit of this and a little bit of that, and have evenings where I might play 20 different games in the course of a night. But yeah, shmups, particularly Gunbird Layer Section, on puzzle games. Puzzle games was a genre which I didn't really even thought of as something that would give me a lot of gaming pleasure, but I got so into Tetris Plus, Baku Baku Animal, Columns. I kind of rediscovered a love of Columns. So yeah, it was a tremendous year. I hope I get the chance to talk about the community a little bit later on, because the community is our biggest asset. It's nothing material, it's nothing you can hold in your hand. It's the sharing of experiences and the advice people give to each other and the laughs people have. So for me, 2018, and I'm hoping that with a few of the exciting developments that are coming up in 2019, which we're going to talk about, 2019 is going to be even better.
So I guess it's my turn.
Actually, no, we're short for time, so we're just going to skip you. Yeah. Okay, next. No.
No, 2019.
The Sam is not our future.
Jesus Christ. The Saturn was our future. Obviously, we're all here. For me, 2018 was absolutely amazing. I can only echo what's already been said, that for me, it's not about the gifts. I mean, granted, there was a lot of things sent to the channel. Dave, I know I shout Dave out a lot, y'all, but like, Dave is the number one top dog whenever it comes to my channel. Like, him and AJ, those two guys have done so much to help me grow, help me figure out what it is I want to do. And I know I talk about my channel a lot, dude, but that's where my passion's at. And it's all because of this community. I made an end of the year video where I wanted to talk about what had happened over the last year. And I didn't just talk about my channel. I talked about my experiences with the junkyard as well, because the community, especially the Saturn Junkyard, is what made me want to talk about these things. It made me want to share my experiences. It made me want to show people what gaming meant to me. And that's the best way I can do it, in my opinion, because whenever I start writing stuff on YouTube, I end up getting everybody all pissed off at me. And next thing I know, half the community is like, bruh, no. So, you know, at the end of the day, man, for me, my creative outlet is video. But the friendships I've made in this community between, like, if, for instance, like I said, with AJ, me and him have spent hours, and he's not here. AJ Mastercast TV, check him out. I know I'm plugging him, but whatever. Go check him out, dude. He's got some awesome videos. He's not very PG-13. He's pretty much R-rated across the board. But that dude, like, he absolutely loves the Saturn. That is one of his favorite systems. Of course, he's up on an Atari Jaguar kick right now, dude. But meeting people like that is what has made this year so enjoyable for me. Getting gifts from, like, Mr. Anthony Vargas over on the Saturn Junkyard. It wasn't the gift that he sent me. Granted, that was awesome. The nice little, the Sacred Guide map for Shenmue. That was amazing. I have yet to frame it up yet, but it's coming. But what was awesome about that whole experience was is that we were all talking about what Sega or what a particular Sega game meant to us. And that's kind of the deal, though. I know a lot of people want to discuss the technicalities of things, the development side of things, how the Saturn is such an intricate piece of hardware. But then there's people like me who do not care at all about any of that. All we care about is the games. We care about the experiences. We care about the worlds. We care about the lore. We care about those memories. That's what we care about. And everything else behind the screen, we don't care. It's not pertinent to us because that's not what we're actually taking in. And it's the same thing with the actual community I'm a part of. There's so many intricate things that go on between individual people. But as a whole, the community has been so welcoming. It's been so open. And that's the great thing about it is it's not just the Junkyard. There's also numerous other groups I'm a part of that it seems like the Saturn community, especially the Sega community, is so less toxic than other communities, at least on Facebook. I'm not getting started on Reddit and the rest of those places. That's a whole different story. We open up the doors and we let people in. And I was let into the community myself at some point. And it started in 2017, but 2018 was the full year of it, the full gambit of it. You know, the support I got from everybody, not just for my channel, not just for my creative endeavors, but just like, hey, man, how you doing? It's like I had a massive hand injury, dude. I literally was sitting there for like 2 months, couldn't even play a game. And, man, people were all like, dude, you're okay, blah. I mean, it's awesome, man. People all the way across the world, completely different time zones. That I would have never met otherwise. Like this 6-year-old guy named Simon, who's not 60, but he's from Manchester, you know? And he hates Manchester United. Why do I know this dude? Why, you know, all that crap. It's because of this.
Go MU.
It's because of this little black box that I picked up in 1997 that I never forgot about. And all these years later, 20 years later, in fact, was whenever I found the Saturn Junkyard. So, yeah, I think a lot of people just think about the games and everything else. But for me, there's this camaraderie that exists around this black box. And people can call us fanboys, whatever they want to call us. But at the end of the day, man, it's just something I love. It's something I have a lot of attachment to. And the community is awesome. I'm always that guy that's always being sappy and all that sentimental bull crap. So with that being said,
Sega is sappy and sentimental.
I know, right? With that being said, there's a lot of crap coming up in 2019. We have controllers that hopefully will finally come. We have new games that are coming on their way. We've got another device to add to the Saturn library of devices. Professor Abrasives S thing that is very complicated to say sometimes.
The Setatator.
We're going to call it that.
The Taterator.
Does anyone remember what was it?
The Saturnator.
No, does anyone remember the Chichichia? Like every single time I try to say Saturnator.
Chichichia Saturn.
No, but still, we got a lot of crap coming forward, and I think everybody's got a certain take on certain stuff, and I figured that'd be a good way to wrap us up was, you know, just go over what our thoughts are 2019 has in store for the Saturn.
We're going in order, right? K's up.
All right, so biggest things in 2019 that I'm seeing down the pike that I at least hope are coming in 2019. Obviously, the Retrobit controllers are a big thing. And having spoken with those guys over at PRGE and, you know, getting to see them firsthand and knowing how much effort they're putting into it, I'm excited about that. If Professor Abrasive is able to, you know, go all the way with the device, was it the Satiator? I don't think anyone...
Satiator.
Satiator?
Saturnator?
No, it's Satiator. I looked it up just to be sure.
Ah.
That device, if he's able to fulfill on the, you know, ability for it to... still be used as a VCD MPEG enhancement card, so it doesn't, you know, reduce the Saturn's abilities to play certain games. I'm really, you know, interested in seeing how that turns out, primarily because Lunar Silver Star Story Complete is an MPEG only game, and there's someone who's been working on a translation patch for it for a while. So, you know, I'd hate for us to get a new Saturn translation only to not be able to have it, you know, play on every device. Beyond that, you know, further collaboration with our communities in general. And I'd like to see, you know, now that we've got, you know, some of these unreleased games floating out there and the CD block having been decrypted and, you know, completely mapped out, I'd love to see, you know, maybe we can reverse engineer some of the development tools that they had. I would love to see Heart of Darkness running on, you know, actual hardware with an upgraded cart. That's one of the things that I'd like to see, you know, personally, is a cartridge that's all in one, beyond what some of the pseudo Saturn carts from China are doing with the multiple switch output. I'd love to see it have USB capabilities. I'd love to see it have the additional 4 meg RAM, 1 meg RAM, a 16 meg RAM so that Heart and Darkness could run, and direct save capabilities, you know, the whole nine yards. Already you saw the newer version of Pseudo Saturn Kai that was released by Cafe Alpha very recently. Surprised everybody with its ability to have cheat codes on an action replay, and no one thought that that was going to happen. Not even Cafe Alpha thought that he'd be able to fit that functionality in. So while not everyone is excited or interested in the development side of things, that's kind of where my heart is. You know, I love seeing the end results of these developments, you know, actions happen. If it wasn't for this kind of development stuff going on, you wouldn't have emulators that, you know, could play these games as well as they could. You wouldn't have even the ability to utilize Heart of Darkness at all. You wouldn't have Pseudo Saturn. You wouldn't have people working on translation patches and allowing you to play games that, you know, were never meant to come out in this region or in this language. And that's really what I want to see. Just kind of like I said last year, I think. I want to see a lot of software development and new games coming out and people being able to enjoy the system.
I mean, honestly, I'm really glad that you're so attuned to all of the dev side and the innovations and other upcoming releases and devices and whatnot, Kay, and really all of you guys, well, more so than myself for sure. I'll always defer to you guys for any information about the new stuff coming out, because it is really exciting. But for me, it's just really difficult for me to always keep tabs on that, or at least to nearly the level that you guys do. So I'm really glad that you guys are always into it and on top of those announcements. One thing I think I would just more broadly kind of parlay this, but you know, I do want to take a moment to appreciate how, I guess, varied all of our interests are regarding the Saturn space. And I really like this with the four of us on the Titan cast, where we all have very different perspectives in how we've approached the Saturn, not even just like when we got one or what types of games we play, but really like what aspects of the hobby are we most passionate about. And I really like how that resonates in so many different ways between, you know, Nuno, who I will always, you know, kind of look to for any insights on emulation and just the technical analysis of a lot of these games. And of course, Simon, I mean, your passion for people in the community is unparalleled. And I think that really imbues the community with a lot of character. And then also, Sam, I mean, you know, just all around your strides in how you have developed your storytelling and really just sharing that passion, especially cinematically, as you've gotten more and more into the YouTube thing. You know, I think that a lot of these different you know, avenues, some are more, you know, we have more tech interests, some are more pure enthusiasm and humor, and I love how they all kind of come together to really create a community and a podcast that's a lot of fun to do. So frankly, I just wanted to say that before I get too far into that. But really, going forward for 2019, I honestly, the thing I would most look forward to in the Saturn space, and maybe retro gaming in general, is just generally embracing these diverse ways and finding new ways to articulate and explore our enthusiasm for the system. And I think a lot of that comes down to embracing the fact that, you know, a lot of those technical innovations that Professor Abrasive and others have put so much time into are helping to tear down the barriers for who can actually get in and appreciate this system along with us. And I really look forward to how just the pure enthusiasm and a lot of the development side innovations come together to really make the Saturn a lot more accessible and open and something that anybody can come in and enjoy and immediately contribute and get something out of, both for the system and games themselves, as well as the community. And so I think how all of that comes together and how it evolves over the next year is what I'm really looking forward to see. I think it's going to be really exciting to see what comes of that. But yeah, how about you, Chess?
Yeah, what I'm looking most forward to is being able to stream again. As soon as I can get a second monitor after my wedding and honeymoon is all squared away. But as far as games to play, there's still a huge backlog that I haven't played live yet. And it'd be nice to see it all pretty and whatnot by having a direct feed, like what other normal people usually do when it comes to streaming games. Yeah, that's probably my most what I'm looking forward to the most, is just, you know, being able to play the games the way you want to be able to see them, instead of pointing the camera at the TV like I'm living in the 80s. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I also have to say, just the insights that you're, I think everything from Panzer Dragoon Saga to, you know, really all of these games, like you have a really, you're really adept at like figuring out what makes those games tick and really exploring all the ins and outs and how to get the most out of them. And I think it's really fun watching those playthroughs. And so, yeah, I really appreciate that. And it'll be really cool to see how that evolves when you're upgrading your stuff.
Yeah. And the commentary also helps. I do a lot of vocal exercises. So, you know, being able to commentate and even narrate can really add to the fun for me anyway.
I just want to chime in for a second. Like, you know, Chaz, I love listening to your commentary as you stream games. Like, it's just so fascinating. And I just, you know, I find that you just pull it off so well that it's just always a pleasure. So, you know, don't sell yourself short. I totally enjoy, you know, watching your playthroughs. They're just amazing.
Oh, thank you. Those are very kind words. Thank you very much.
Yeah, I second that.
I think you're okay. No, yeah, you're okay.
It's funny you didn't get me on the Police Knots playthrough. I probably would have recited all the dialogue if I could.
Oh no, that'll happen eventually.
Oh, I'm sure.
I'll get into that on my part.
You should do a radio play reenactment of Police Knots.
As long as I can play Meryl, I'm good. I'm even getting the tattoo to match. So.
So how about you, Nuno?
Well, first of all, Dave, the things you said a while ago. I wasn't expecting that when you went into what you thought of each one of us and what we bring to the table, to the Saturn scene, and just our groups, our respective groups. I wasn't expecting that. I almost got a bit teary-eyed, so thanks a lot. I really appreciate it.
Absolutely.
Well, I'm glad you guys learned something with me. I think that's what I really like to do. Unlike Sam, for example, I'm not so much about talking about my personal experiences with games. Of course, that's important. That always comes up, especially in our podcasts. But I mostly like to discover cool stuff and share it with the community. I like to be the guy that, you know, you always have that friend that shows you cool stuff that you wouldn't have found otherwise. I think that's me in relation to the Saturn scene. About 2019, what I expect of this year in terms of Saturn related stuff. Well, I hope emulation continues to improve, and the emulators that still have some problems, like the Avasashiro, get better compatibility. Emulators that are really demanding, like Mednaf, and get more lightweight, so they are able to run on more machines. I would really like for Mednaf to get a hardware renderer instead of being just software based, and I think they're actually doing the preliminary work on that. I wouldn't expect it anytime soon, but I think they're preparing to do that in the future. And well, we have at least one brand new game coming for the Saturn this year, which is really exciting. I mean, the Dreamcast gets so many games, and the Saturn really doesn't get any new games usually. So it's really exciting to have a brand new game released, and hopefully it's a good game at that. And I think that's it. I can't think of anything else.
All right.
Patrick,
yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah, what are you looking forward to, Pat?
All right, so in 2019, I know in 2018, the anime streams kind of really fizzled out towards the end, unfortunately, due to just things going on in the communities, us getting busy. But I'd like to start the streams up again and bring you guys more commentary, have some more guests on. I'd like to really try that out. Still working on the details on it, but it would be really nice to get that going again. Like Kay with the Satiator, I think it's a really interesting device, but if it's going to have pitfalls where it gets rid of the VCD support, I kind of do have my concerns about that. I guess for everything else, it's going to be fine, but, you know, an all-in-one device eventually would be nice. But for now, probably shouldn't get rid of your Reyes and your Phoebes just yet. Retrobit controllers, I'm really interested in trying out. To be honest, I was a bit hesitant at first because Retrobit has known some quality issues. But from what Ben played and what Kay's experienced, it seems like it's very well built and the controllers look fantastic. And I'm going to be excited to try them out, and I'm definitely going to be getting some once they drop, when and if that ever occurs. But I'm really excited for that. Josh Prod, I'm really excited for the game coming out. I just have some concerns, and that's well, the big ones being how it's going to be bootable on a Saturn, while Josh Prod, all their games on Dreamcast are easily booted using the MILCD support exploit, where it uses that to launch the game. With the Saturn, you're going to have to need to include some sort of cart to be able to play it, either a standalone one that does a basic pseudo Saturn functionality, or actually include the pseudo Saturn. So I know if maybe you guys, do you guys know anything, if they had any plans for that from the Josh Prod, or?
Do you think they're just relying on the community's wherewithal to be able to boot,
hope not,
illegitimate games?
I would figure, honestly, from their side, that it makes more sense to figure that the Saturn community is going to take care of that end of the stick, because there's so many different options whenever it comes to that.
Yeah, so I'm hoping they'll come up with either actually including a pseudo Saturn or maybe a cart that just dedicates booting the game. But that's really a need that probably should be addressed, and I imagine they must have addressed it, because some people, I mean, seeing the games, I mean, I don't know about UK, but I've seen people buy repros and always say, oh, I can't get it to boot, and it's like, oh, well, you need the cart to boot it. So I hope they're able to express that to the fans and people that are buying their games. But to be honest, I kind of have faith in them that they'll do something to either make people aware they need it, or they'll include something to boot it, or hey, maybe even just sell Pseudo and Saturn Kai's pre-made would be kind of cool as well. The last thing I have is that I actually am going to be getting a tattoo that's sort of Saturn related. I actually getting the I know that Chaz will know it, but the blue Foxhound logo that Meryl has on her left shoulder, I was going to be getting on myself. So I'm very, very excited to rep the Saturn in some way or another, having that. So I'm really excited. It's a tattoo I've always wanted, and something that it's, you know, liked for 10 years, and I'm really ready to get it. So, yeah, that's it. Hopefully the 2019 will bring me everything I want, but, you know, only time will tell, my friends. What about you, Peter? What are you most excited for in 2019?
Well, you rounded that up pretty well, I thought, Pat. I mean, those are basically my points as well. I guess, you know, when I reflect on what's potentially coming up, I mean, this is, we're talking, you know, this is a 25-year-old console now, and to have so much activity and so many things sort of coming down the pike, I mean, that's super exciting. So, I mean, obviously the Retrobit controllers I'm looking forward to. I still have a few of my original controllers from back in the day, and I mean, a quarter century of use, and you know, they're starting to want to be replaced. I'm also looking forward to the new cases launching from Limited Run Games. That's sort of been on the back burner, and there's been no activity from those guys for a bit, so looking forward to that. The Linkle River story translation, that's pretty awesome. You know, you mentioned the new game from Josh Broad. That's got me excited. The Satiator, you know, that's going to be fun to look forward to. And then just for me personally, I love writing the articles that I write for Shiro. And, you know, there's going to be a lot of really cool things that are going to drop in 2019. So I'm just super excited about that. And then in terms of the community, it's just, it's fun to see new folks come into the fold in the Saturn community and just experience all that stuff for the first time. It's just, it's really awesome. I think this is a good community. You know, we help each other out. We support each other. And so I'm just looking forward to more of that. If anything that I'm not looking forward to in 2019, it's potentially, you know, Saturn game prices continuing to rise. I mean, hopefully that levels off at some point, because it's getting, you know, to be a barrier of entry for some folks. So, but overall, I mean, what a positive, you know, message for, you know, a community for a console that's effectively a quarter of a century old. I mean, that's just phenomenal to me. It's super exciting. So yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I'm actually kind of excited with the prospect of the Satiator, where we can, if it's readily available and easily to get a hold of and decently priced, that they could probably alleviate some of those expensive game concerns, sort of how the Everdrives are doing it.
It's going to open up some doors if it, you know, if it ends up being all that it can be. So it's just lots of excitement.
Yeah, I for one am excited about the Satiator. I think, honestly, it's an EverDrive, you know? I mean, basically, that's what it is. It's an EverDrive, something you can put in your pocket. If you have multiple Saturns, then it's something you can pop in any one of your Saturns without modding it. Yes, I have a baby on my lap, so... And you might be able to hear her. But, so, honestly, I mean, with EverDrives, if you guys are familiar with, like, EverDrive versus, like, SD to SNES, I mean, if any of you guys have had some of those... units, you might know that you haven't been able to play Star Fox or any FX games for a while, you know. And of course, I think that they addressed that, you know, recently, but that's not something you were able to do first, and nobody really pitched a fit about that either. So I mean, it's like, I'll burn a CD if I really want to play Lunar. I'll burn myself a CD and play off the CD, but like, I'm probably going to have one of those, because, you know, it's just, you're not having to mod your console, you're not having to open it up. And it's not that I can't mod it or that I wouldn't mod a console, but just being able to have that entire library in my pocket and being able to swap it in and out of any of my Saturns, depending on, you know, if I have to, I have some backup Saturns, you know, so if I have to like use one of those and put another one in retirement, you know, I can do that easily. So, I mean, for me, there's a lot of value there. I'm not so concerned about the VCD card thing. But that's just me. I'm also really excited about any advancement that helps us come together as a community, that helps us play these games or experience these games as a community. So I'm very excited about all the work that Zaiden has done over at the Dreamcast Talk forums, tweaking those VoIP settings, getting it better, reducing the lag. He's made a breakthrough within like the last week with Hawker Zero, which he's telling me that it had like really, really amazing results, you know, much better than what we were experiencing. So I'm still trying to get together with him so that we can test those out. But, you know, he was saying that they were playing Bomberman with like hardly any lag at all, which is impressive to me because they weren't really playing at a decent hour either. You know, so anything that's going to help us come together as a community. He's also been doing work on the Dream Pi and the Dream Pipe servers so that you can actually send and receive emails over the net link. And that's going to allow people to, you know, share saves, basically. Now, you could share saves if you had a Saturn cart, the Saturn cart that has like an SD card slot. You know, you could put your saves on the SD card, upload it to a PC, and then, you know, share it over the internet and have somebody else who has a Saturn cart do it as well. But it's kind of nice to see that, you know, there might be this opportunity for people to send and receive emails through their Saturns, you know, with a netlink. Just another opportunity or option for people to stay connected and share these experiences. So that's a lot of fun. That's something I'm looking forward to. And then I'm also looking forward to just more streaming and just getting better at that and just, you know, having fun with that. But that's pretty much me. How about you, Simon?
For me, in 2019, not being too technical, it's the Josh Prog game that I'm most looking forward to. And an insider at the Junkyard, our man John Lee, who has recently rejoined us as an admin, actually got a preview. And he's sworn to secrecy by the Josh Prog development team, but he's got screenshots and he's got stuff that at the moment. So I'm very excited about the Josh Prog game coming out. That's been my dream. And ever since new Dreamcast games like coming out, I've always hoped that the same thing would happen for the Saturn. And I know that the development is that more difficult than it does for the Dreamcast, but getting a newly packaged CD in 2019 Saturn play just makes me so excited. It's ridiculous.
How about you, SSG? Want to take us home?
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm the SSG, and this is no, I ain't signing out yet. no, for me, 2019, what I have in store for it, I am tentatively interested in Mr. Josh Prod's video, I mean, his game coming out. I do realize it's, from my understanding, going to be a not Saturn exclusive, that it will also be available on the Dreamcast. Am I wrong there, gents?
I don't know 100% yet. I think it might just be Saturn only right now.
Well, regardless of the case.
Definitely on the Dreamcast as well, definitely.
So I don't know I'll be getting it. It depends. It depends. I might invest in getting it for the Saturn because I enjoy the Saturn's D-pad much more than I enjoy the Dreamcast D-pad. But the Satiator, or the Chichia of S-Words, as I have eloquently placed it so far today, I'm just not... It's great that we have another option on the table for people. I've always been a guy who's had modded consoles. The only optical drive... The only ODE I have is for the Dreamcast. So... It's another option. It's great. It's if it brings anybody else into the community, I'll be happy about it. That's my thoughts on it. I honestly do hope to see more creative content coming out of the Saturn community as a whole. You know, I think that a lot of people I talk to that get into YouTube, at least, or get into content creation, whether it's YouTube or podcast, whatever the case is, they see everything as a competition, but I see it more as a collaboration of sorts. You know, I like working with other content creators. I like working with other individuals to put ideas together. And I want to see more people in the community, you know, grow themselves. One of our members from the Saturn Junkyard, Crusty and Dusty Game Reviews. It's a brand new channel, Brian, brand new channel. He's taking his strides, he's doing what he loves, and he's talking about it. And I love to encourage that. I love to see that. And I love to be sometimes an inspiration for that kind of stuff. And I want to see more of that coming out of the community. Me personally, what I plan on doing in 2019, what I want to bring to the Saturn community is I've got a little film that I'm going to be putting together that's going to be discussing some issues with the Saturn. You know, we always hear people talk about the Saturn was a failure. The Saturn was a failure. Why did it fail? I mean, we could sit here for 2 hours and discuss why the Saturn failed.
But, or didn't fail, as I would argue. No,
exactly. Exactly. That's my point. You have a room with 10 people in it. You have communities with thousands of people in it. And to say the Saturn failed, from an economic standpoint, you would be correct. From a logistics standpoint, you would be correct. From so many standpoints, you would be correct. But we are sitting here a quarter of a century, nearly, actually almost to the day from its Japanese release. I mean, no, that's a couple of months away. Regardless, it's been almost 25 years since this console was released. And we're still talking about it. We're still in love with it. We're still figuring out new things about it. We're still developing for it. We're still creating for it. We're still producing content that's relevant to it. Yeah.
It peaked late.
Yeah, man. So sometimes you got to ride that third wave. You never know. But that's what I want to talk about. And that's what I hope to bring to the community. I plan on talking a lot about my own personal relationships with Sega consoles, the Saturn being particularly one of them. But I have high hopes for 2019, not just for myself, not just for Sega Saturn Shiro or the Saturn Junkyards Titan cast, but for the entire community. I have high hopes. This community has so, just in 1 year, how much we have grown. There is so much that we can continue going forward. You know, and it's, I know the Junkyard's only about a year and a half old Facebook wise, but I mean, still, there is a lot of room to grow. There's a lot of territory out in front of us. And I don't think by any means we're over yet. And that's pretty much all I got to say about 2019.
Nice. So,
yeah. I think that's a good note to end things on. Sega Saturn, it won our hearts.
That's right. That's right.
I gotcha. Did you want to do this outro I did with you, Sam?
Oh, we got an outro?
Yeah. I mean, we got to end it somewhere.
Okay.
You should do a rap.
So we're finally here, performing for you. No.
The DK rap. That's the DK Saturn.
Crew.
Yeah.
DK. Saturn crew. So put your hands together if you want to rap. We take you through this monkey rap, huh? DK, DK, Donkey Kong. So leave the bunch of normal on his back and kick some tail.
Okay, Nintendo fanboy.
Sorry, I played Smash too much. That song always plays when I pick DK's level.
Do the King of Fighters 98 rap.
Oh my god.
I can't.
Burning Rangers.
How about
Straight up Saturn, crazy motherfucker name.
How about let's just go. So on behalf of Sega Saturn Shiro, the Saturn Junkyard, and all of us who weren't able to be here today.
Keep going, Sam, you're doing it.
Junkyard Shiro,
you gotta say
go.
This is Patrick. I thought we were gonna do it together. Oh, okay. I mean, I can do the whole thing by myself.
We were calling this the Titan Shiro Mega Cast.
Yeah, what the hell are we doing?
I kind of like the K one where it's Shiro crossed Titan. Titans.
So on behalf of all of us here at the Sega Saturn Shiro and Saturn Junkyard's Titan Cast crew, this has been the second annual Saturn Mega Cast Junkyard Mega Extravaganza thing. We never know what to call this stuff, people. But my name's Samuel. I'm the SSG. This has also been K Murderer Crows Gaming. Check them out if you want some reproductions. We have Brian, a virtual slub, the awesome man from Seattle. We have Chaz, the game master. We also have Patrick, that guy who always wants to make jokes and no one gets the references.
Massive, but we've able. Also,
I know, right? And then we've got Peter. I mean, come on, y'all. We've got
actually Pat's an anime hole.
Okay, but we also have Peter, the man from Poland, who is now here and talks better English than me half the time. Who else do we have? Oh, we had Neb. We had Nuno. Nebuchadnezzar.
The one and only Nebuchadnezzar.
He is the
Lord of the Night.
He is the reincarnation of Sega Saturn Shiro's Sagata Sanshiro. Like, he is y'all's God level reincarnated. I'm just saying, second coming is confirmed. we've also
TMI.
Exactly. Then we've also got my boy, Dave. That's all I'm going to say. My boy, Dave. That's all you need to know about him. You got something you need? Holler at him. He got you. And then we've also got Simon, Lord and Savior, Father K. And yeah, me. It's been awesome.
It's been more than awesome. It's been fantabulosos.
Exactly.
It's been amazing, yeah. But yeah, I guess on behalf of all of us, I just like to remind you guys, you must play Sega Saturn.
You must play Sega Saturn.
You can play it if you want. It's a good system.
I mean, yeah, we're just not all about that, like, telling people, but it's cool.
Peace out, motherfuckers.
Yeah, boy!
Well... my future is pretty bleak, so absolutely nothing. No. In 2019, I know 2018 towards the end is sort of the anime stream kind of fizzled out. Oh, gosh. Sorry. Damn it.
Damn it, Kay.